Throughout this summer, visitors can interact with vibrant fabric that flies and flutters in the breeze in a special exhibition called Momentum at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. The Allegheny Front's intern, Isabel Kim, visited the garden to learn how this installation brings art, nature, and community together. She produced this audio postcard.
My name's Keith Kaiser. I'm the executive director. Pittsburgh Botanic Garden is a 460-acre piece of land that is being developed and has been developed into a beautiful place that people can come out and enjoy and really, as I say, be transformed by thinking about and connecting with plants and nature. We installed what we call a traveling exhibit. It will be here through the summer and into the fall. And the exhibit has three different pieces that are part of the whole exhibit called Momentum. Patrick Shearn, the artist, he's from Colorado. His company is Poetic Kinetics, and he works with different kinds of materials and sculptural elements that are all about movement. This one is called the Stream, and it hangs inside the Welcome Center, and it hangs down from the ceiling on a very fine string-like grid, 2-foot-long streamers of lots of color, so greens and blue and orange and those shades. And it's a piece that has the potential to move, let's say, but it isn't much unless the door opens or some wind blows by or whatever. So we're here in Vivid Echo. That's the name of this sculptural piece that's part of Momentum. And that sound is coming from those nylon streamers or pieces of fabric that are hanging here. And we're talking about many, many, many thousands of them in this piece. They cast interesting shadows on the ground. They each individually are 5 to 6 feet long. So it's fun to walk through, especially for adults, kind of just be immersed in there. Kids think it's fun. They go lay on the ground, and guests had the opportunity to write messages that connected them and their thoughts to plants and nature. So we refer to that as those messages being echoed. Yeah. The total weight of all these pieces together is only 102 pounds. Sailcloth, the rope, and then the netting.
Could you tell us your name and how old you are?
And I'm 5 or 6.
Tanner Brown.
What does this remind you of, Tanner?
Like flowers.
Because of the color?
Yes.
And we're going to open the gate and go to the other side of the fence, which our fence is here to keep the deer out of the garden spaces. And now we're going to head down to the Lotus Pond, which has the much larger installation. So Elevator Reflection takes up about 1,450 square feet of netted canopy area. There's 8,990 pieces of sailcloth, each about 60 inches long, that hang from this structure. That is about 25 football fields length long, is how much the fabric is. You see the reflections in the water, and this is definitely kind of a dark turquoise blue, a lighter purple, a darker purple, a red, orange, and yellow, and it fades kind of like a rainbow from that colors down to the yellow, which almost touches the water. It's just fascinating to kind of mesmerize yourself and watch it. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello. We're doing good. Well, I think the same messaging that I have overall, if they're here on any other day, but it's strengthened here, is to step back a minute, maybe themselves, and think about who and what's happening, what this place is about and what's happening here. Word Momentum, the title exhibit, does reflect and relate to our organization's growth. But I want the people to be transformed and see what a public garden can be and present, and how simple and basic plants are, and the importance of plants in everybody's life. Plants are so important. Plants can live on this earth without humans, but humans can't.
Keith Kaiser is executive director of the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. That audio postcard was produced by Isabel Kim, our intern from the Pittsburgh Media Partnership. The Pittsburgh Botanic Garden is open 9 to 5, except Monday. Momentum will be on display throughout the summer.